Fede here on KX93.5. I'm very, very delighted that Mr. Tom McBride is here in the studio with me. Are you there, Tom? Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, there you go. Just making sure all the mics are on, because I'm famous for not having mics on. Anyway, there you go.
Small thing.
Well, you know, I apologise because I didn't know you were coming in and I know nothing about your music because nobody told me, but you just were there and I said, well, let's... Hello, you know.
That's how I prefer to operate.
On the fly.
Yeah, without you knowing anything.
Right. Well, I don't even know what to ask you. Who does your hair, Tom? Very nice.
A place called You and the Mat.
You and the Mat. Now, that's where you're playing tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I did know that.
Do you like how I just...
Yeah, you did. Well, that's because your boss is outside.
Yeah, I know.
He's laughing.
He's got the cutoff sign here too.
Yeah, is he really? Is he going to say that's enough? All right, let's get into it though. You are not from around here, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm from the East Coast, Boston raised originally, and now in the DC area.
Right, how's that? That's the seat of government, mate. That's where it all comes from.
Yeah,
DC.
I try to avoid all thought process and discussion about that.
Are there any gigs there though? Because they're always having social events, these politicians.
There's absolutely no. They don't even have music in that town. There's no gigs.
Yeah, that's annoying. I would have thought because round here, you know, I'm always getting asked to do because I'm a musician myself, and I get asked to do, you know, fundraisers for politicians.
Oh,
which is all right, except it's kind of kind of political in a small town.
Of course,
you have to decide who you're gonna do gigs for.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, because you can't do gigs for the other side. You have to be very careful.
This is true. No, there's a ton of stuff going over there. And DC's got, you know, Maryland and Virginia.
Yeah.
A ton of music venues. So it's a good music scene.
Yeah. And you usually play with a band out there, but you're playing solo tonight, right?
Yeah, it depends on the gig. But yeah, my West Coast run of shows is solo.
Right. Yeah, it was expensive to bring a band out here.
It is. Yeah.
Especially if they're any good. If they're no good, it's all right. You can make them sleep on floors and couches.
They come for free if they don't know the chords.
Right. You could do what's his name, Chuck Berry does, get a pickup band everywhere you go.
Oh, like that movie Crazy Heart, you know?
Yeah, exactly like that.
My mother watched that. She wasn't too psyched about my life after she saw that movie.
You could say, that's not about me, Mom. I'm a much nicer boy. So you've made a new record. Is this your new record, Morning in Glen Burnie?
Yes, it is.
It looks beautiful. I haven't heard it yet, but we will be playing a track from it later.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it, Jason.
Cool. And is this your first record, or have you made more before?
It's actually my third. It is my second solo record.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the band called before?
It was Tom McBride and the Whig Party, which didn't last all that long. It was still kind of my outfit, and then following that, I did a record in 2012 called A Brief Headspin. We recorded that in New York, and then this is the follow-up to that.
Great. Very cool. Well, I guess people can find all of that stuff on iTunes or somewhere, right?
Yeah, certainly the record's on iTunes, and it's now on all the streaming stuff, right? Spotify, Pandora, and then I got my website where I sell it to, which is the TomMcBrideMusic.com.
TomMcBrideMusic.com, and it's spelt the way it sounds, TomMcBrideMusic.com. Tom, will you play a track for us when you're ready?
I will.
Get yourself comfortable there and just take your time. And I'll turn my microphone off and turn your microphones on. Tom McBride, everybody, on KX93.5.
Playing through both here, right?
Yeah, both mics. So you can, yeah. I'll mix it on the fly.
Okay.
All right?
Beautiful. I'm going to play a song called Morning in Glen Burnie. When I was young, I never knew people could grow up and act so strange. But then I went, buried my dread into a storm inside, far from the open range. I made believe I was strong as steel. You couldn't peel a word around so fear from me. But my fear ensued, the storm looted, and I nearly was a whist away. Ooh. 22, I snuck a shot in bed before the Orioles game. I made a deal with Mr. Steele that I'd return with leather from a Carol High plane. A lot of good I understood came from just showing up on time those days. But the winter wind when the summer dimmed stood me back inside for praying sin. And I said good morning, good morning, Glen Burnie, I'm on my way. The old man is snoring, he's snoring his life away. My 20s passed, I never left, no, made it back to my mama's farm in Texas. She had a girl who kissed the pigs. She never washed her feet for fear sins wouldn't heal. So I grabbed her hand, told her my plan to escape up north to the city streets and steal some land. When I arrived up 95, I pulled into a double-decker flat and cried. And I said, good morning, Glen Burnie, I'm on my way. The old man is snoring, he's snoring his life away. And I said, good morning, Glen Burnie, I'm on my way. The old man is snoring. Oh. At 36, I pushed the sticks, sweeping bricks through the halls of an old stop and shop maze. My mother calling, I'd appall her with the girls that follow through a downtown haze. I felt for one unbuttoned well beneath the English spell of a soft, dim flame. She unraveled bell, her long brown hair, put her heels a pipe on my old man's chair.
How does that make you feel, Tom?
Could have used that in Los Angeles 2 nights ago.
I won't ask what happened, man. I tell you what, that's so brilliant. I mean, you know, and so unexpected. I mean, you can smell the steel factory mill, whatever they're called. You can smell the smelting in your music. Really, it's that old East Coast working man storytelling tradition that's so great, and you just, you know... You filled my ears with it, so thank you very much for that.
I appreciate it, Jason.
Yeah, man. Tell me a bit more about tonight's gig.
Well, tonight's gig is at friends of mine. Good old friends from the East Coast came out here a few years ago and opened up a yoga studio and fine art gallery called You and the Mat. It's down across that Whole Foods. So I'm playing an event at their studio tonight. It's a beautiful place. I was there last year. And it's a ticketed event online. It's like a Facebook event for it, too. It's $15. And what is it, 7? It's 8 o'clock, right? 8 o'clock tonight.
What's the, give us the address. Can you read it from the thing there?
Yeah, it's 23811 Aliso Creek Road in Laguna Niguel.
Great. Suite 100, I think I'm seeing there.
Yeah.
And I think for more information, is there a phone number as well?
There is. It's 949-342-5410. What's the website? Is it just youandthemat.com? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, youandthemat.com. So it's a beautiful place. I'll be playing there tonight. There's a photo exhibit as well. Yeah, so come on by 8 o'clock.
All right, tell us a bit about, let's talk about songwriting, shall we, just for a moment,
yeah.
And then you can play another song. Because I'm interested in the sort of storytelling. You're telling stories about your own life, or are you talking about these characters that you come up with?
You know, all of the songs that, you know, have parts of the truth, are rooted in some reality and truth, and it's just a matter of how much I want to give away, you know?
Right. Right. Is it that thing of like, this is a fact, but it may not have happened? It's that kind of thing.
What's that book, That Million Little Pieces, James Gray, right?
Oh, right, that guy. Yeah, well, he lied.
Oh, no, it was a blatant lie, right?
Yeah.
But I always think of that stuff. Well, you know, Glen Burnie is a town outside of Washington. It's actually a town outside of Baltimore.
Yeah.
And my father grew up there. And that track is inspired by him and his family, and he passed away years ago. And so that song is rooted in kind of the unknown of me not knowing a lot about his youth, and kind of putting my own spin and interpretation of things, since I don't know the answers to him to some degree.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of the new record is you know, really rooted in experiences from the last. Few years, and from this beautiful music we're listening to right now,
it's I didn't know what to play underneath. Like, it's probably not appropriate, is it?
Well, I don't know. My grandfather's an Italian opera singer, so it actually may be appropriate.
I love it. I love this. I mean, I could just sit all day and, you know, blast myself with this flowerbed music, I call it.
Yeah.
But the what impresses me, man. I mean, obviously you've got a beautiful voice, and it's all one thing. You know, the guitar is a physical thing, clearly an
right.
extension of your own. You know, there are harmonics that are just meshing together. It's not a voice and a guitar. It's all one thing when you play. And that's really impressive to me.
Thank you.
But without blowing too much smoke, I, as an English guy, was not aware of that whole East Coast working class singer-songwritery thing, because I never didn't grow up with Springsteen. I've only recently started listening to... I mean, I'm 47.
Right.
I got my first Springsteen album a few weeks ago. So, I mean, you know, not to compare you to Springsteen, but that, or you know, that thing of singing about real stories about working people doing real things in life and falling in love in a real way, that, you don't get that out of Nashville. I never believed it.
Yeah.
Never believed it.
Yeah.
Not for 1 minute. But when I hear these, you know, guys like yourself from up there, totally blown away. Brilliant.
Yeah,
so the gigs tonight and...
I appreciate it.
Will you play more for me?
I will. I'm trying to think of...
And will you look longingly into my eyes when you play?
I was waiting for that. I'm so glad that you asked me to do that. I had my clock on. I was like, is he going to... I really want him to ask
Come
me
on.
This question. Yeah, I will play a song for you. I'll play a song called But I Don't Care. It got the... It won the award in the Washington, D.C. area in 2012 for Song of the Year from the Songwriters Association out there, so... I guess that's as good as one to play as any. And thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. On KX93.5, this is Tom McBride. Surprised us all by coming in the studio and then blew us all away. So we're delighted to have you. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
When you're ready, mate.
She runs to the top of the stairs with her loneliness, but I don't care. Is it time to cross that line? Is it true you'd I'd rather be alone. I'm chasing far behind, telling you something that feels like a lie. It's time to cross that line. Is it true? You'd rather be alone. Ooh, oh, love's falling, chasing it down rabbit hole. Ooh, oh, love's slow to climb. She's saying I lost my mind, telling me I got a beautiful life. Is it true? You'd rather be lonely. Is it true? You'd rather be alone. Ooh, oh, love's falling, chasing it down a rabbit hole. Ooh, oh, love's slow to climb. Comes the love of my life, taking it back to the heart of the ride. Is it true? You'd rather be lonely. Is it true? You'd rather be alone. Top of the stairs with her loneliness, but I don't care.
Wow, Tom McBride, everybody, on KX 93.5. Ah, just, you know, speechless. So brilliant, brilliant. Get Thank on down did. There to what's the name of the place again? Something Matt or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you and the Matt.
You and the Matt in Laguna Hills.
In Laguna Niguel.
Laguna Niguel.
Across from that Whole Foods, that new Whole Foods down there.
You've played at some, you played the Hotel Cafe and some bigger shows. I mean, this is like an aberration for you, obviously, you know, playing at a little yoga place, but you're doing it for friends, and that's really cool.
Yep, it's a great event, a great place. It's going to be a cool event. We got great acoustics in there.
I don't think you're going to be able to see Tom McBride at a little yoga places for very long, so get on down there tonight.
I got to take you on the road with me. You can be my spokes guy out there.
Well, I'm a DJ. I'm supposed to tell everybody how great you are.
Oh.
Fetty here on KX 93.5, Tom McBride, and go there tonight to see him in Laguna Hills. If you want to know more, I'll post it on the Facebook page. All righty.